One on Crick Info Talk.
S. Badrinath has climbed steadily up the ranks from state cricket to zonal cricket to India A and finally got the call up for India during the Australia series. However, in that series, he didn't manage to play a single game as he was never picked in the playing 11. Just after he was selected, I, Anand Vasu, caught up with him for Crick Info Talk. We spoke about the timing of his call up, the preparation he'd done, and what he looked forward to doing if he got a chance to play. That chance hasn't come, and it won't come for the first two games against Pakistan, but Badri is still hoping that he might get a game sooner or later.
You think probably this break has come for you at the right time?
Personally, and from the team's point of view, everything, I think it's come at the right time. Personally, because I've been in prime form. I've been getting runs in both forms of the game, and so it's good that way. And another way of looking at it is good time is because, you know, like many players, maybe they might not be in the side or they might not want to play one-day cricket or something, 1.5 years or so. So it's a good time to come into the team and just stay the team for a while and then maybe establish a place.
A lot of people have gotten to the side very young and then struggle to deal with it. You know, there's a big gap between first class and international cricket. You've, that sense, you have an advantage because you've played a lot of first class cricket.
That's what I've been saying. Everyone has been asking me, has the call come a bit late for you and all that? But I've been telling them since, like, I've got a little bit of taste of international cricket. Like, I've played in Australia, I've played in Kenya, Zimbabwe, and touring South African side, and I've already played board game against England. So I've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and I've improved my game, worked on my fitness, I've become stronger, I've become fitter, and so it all helps. Like many players, we just come and just, they're not prepared for international cricket and go back, and I think I'm more prepared to stay there for long.
And it's been said that you're quite a soft-spoken person, and even as captain of Tamil Nadu side, is that just something that from the outside or?
Yeah, basically I'm like that. I've been brought up like that, and my character's like that. I just do my job and just go back. That's it. I'm not really soft. Like I am mentally tough, and I think that is one good aspect about me. I'm mentally tough, and I think I can handle any situation.
There's also some debate over whether you would be more suited for a longer duration game or more suited for, but you've succeeded in both.
Yeah, that's one thing I've been working on over the last 2 years or so. Like if you had seen some of my innings where I played 2 or 3 years before, they would have been a lot different to what I'm playing right now. Because right now my range of strokes is improved quite a bit, and that's basically what you need in the shorter version of the game. You need options. So basically I have a lot of options these days, and I have confidence playing strokes and have confidence in playing different positions, even if I have less overs or more overs, whatever is there. So that's what I've been working on for the last 2 years, and it's paying off. Started to work on my bowling and fielding as well.
The natural reaction anybody says when they picked for India is that it's a dream come true. In one way it's a dream come true, but in one way isn't it also a progression, a natural progression? You do well in age group, then you come up to first class, you do well in first class, you get picked for zone, then for 8 overs. And then, in a way, is it also not a natural progression to be picked for India if you perform consistently?
Yes, of course. In my case, it's very, very true because I'm not a guy who has jumped straight away from Ranji Trophy into the side. I played every grade of cricket and come through the ranks. So, more so for me, I work my way hard into the side. It's not like I've been straight away come from the younger age of cricket.
In past also, I've not really seen any mention or any interviews where you have said you've complained about not being picked, because there are many opportunities in the past where when teams were announced, your name was being discussed. Because you've been scoring very heavily for the last 2 seasons at least. What was it like, you know, dealing with those situations when the team would be announced and your name would not be in it?
Oh, it was a bit tough, definitely, because you're always bound to expect, because it's a big thing to play for your country. So I was always expecting whenever there was a selection meeting, you're bound to happen, bound to expect. I just wanted to look at playing some cricket. I always had some cricket to play, even if I'm not playing for the country. Always looked at it that way, and just do well in whatever cricket that I play. So just, that is in my hands, so everything else is beyond my control. So if I'm really upset about it or let it get into my mind, I wouldn't be doing well in whatever cricket I've got to play. So.
And you've been leading Tamil Nadu in the recent past, and there you have a role where you have to help the youngsters, and it's a side that's been changing, a side that's been, of course recently because of India, you've been away for a fair bit, but now you're a junior in the India setup. So how do you make the adjustment?
I don't think it's a big adjustment to make, because from senior or junior, whatever, you gotta give 100%. You have to always keep training hard and always be on your toes and always do whatever you have to do and make your preparations work right, and I always follow a schedule that I do for any sort of game. I don't really try and relax. It's a small game, this and do this much only, or big game, do this much only. Definitely I have a lot to learn. International cricket, definitely the level is going to be a bit more higher. There's always something to work and always something to improve, so that's what I'll be looking into.
This is Anand Vasu for Crick Info Talk.
This is Crick Info Talk.